Welcome back. Here on the Steve Gruber Show, I am Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve. Happy to have you aboard on this lovely Thursday morning. Talking about all the things that are happening around this great state, around this great country that are affecting you, affecting your loved ones. And I think nothing has been more impactful on our lives than obviously the coronavirus of the last year. And we're starting to see the toll it's taken on our economy. Obviously, shutting everything down was impactful. Anyone can see that. But the response seems to be just as harmful in some areas as shutting down was. Joining me to talk a little bit more about that is Dr. Richard Ebeling, senior fellow at the American Institute for Economic Research. Dr. Ebeling, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, Jeff.
So explain this to me. We essentially had governors of 50 states, most of them, completely shut down their economy at varying times. Michigan, for example, California, New York, for extended periods of time, long periods of time, several months, shutting down multiple times. Obviously having an impact on the economy, on jobs, but from what I understand, it goes a lot deeper than that, and some of the wounds moving forward may be self-inflicted.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I think that it's easy to forget now that things have been getting better financially and in opportunities and appointments for a lot of people, how devastating last year was. The fact is, in March of last year, state governments and then aspects of federal government policy basically shut down the entire economy. We were told, don't go to work, don't produce, stay in your home, only shop for what the government declared to be essentials, such as food and pharmaceuticals. And in the state of Michigan, the governor even made businesses cordon off part of their aisles in retail shops, saying, oh, no, you can shop for this, but you can't shop for that. It basically was a total command and control restriction on everything. Imagine suddenly overnight living under government central planning where the government tells you what to do, where to do it, and what not to do. Now, the states slowly but surely over the second half of last year and into this year have been releasing the controls, the restrictions, but we still see that the economy is not recovering as well as it hypothetically could. But what is also hanging over us, Jeff, is this unemployment. Unemployment spiked at almost 15% last April of 2020, after having been as low as 3.5% of the labor force in February of 2020, before all the pandemic restrictions were imposed. And we are still at about 6% unemployment as of the latest figures concerning last month from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, why hasn't unemployment improved more? Hitting back that much lower number. And that's basically because governments, the federal government, has been subsidizing people to stay home and not to work. One study showed that if you're in the state of Florida, as their example was focusing on, if you count the extended unemployment insurance and other federal, quote, emergency support programs, financial support programs, someone could stay at home and be having the equivalent of an annual salary of $20 an hour. So that's why we're experiencing all over the country this image of a labor shortage, because the government has contrived this artificial a scarcity of labor by paying people more to stay home than work gainfully at a productive job to get this economy growing again.
I mean, it's really unreal. Dr. Richard Ebeling with the American Institute for Economic Research joining us to talk about how we're essentially shooting ourselves in the foot. Now, Doctor, I was in a previous life, I worked for a construction trade association, and the line we would always tell people is we have all these jobs in our industry, construction trades, and nobody to give them to. Now, the reasons for in that particular industry have, again, self-inflicted. We told everybody to go to college, but it's a lot different now with this. This isn't a choice of career, of choice of where to go. It's essentially, like you said, government creating this scenario where don't worry, we're just going to give you stuff, and you don't have to work for it. And I guess it's exactly what many people warned about when they were passing these, these stimulus packages over the better part of a year. Am I right?
Absolutely. The fact is that what these government programs are doing is basically creating perverse incentives. Because a person has to ask themselves, all things considered, why should I immediately take a job in the restaurant industry, in the service sector? I'm sure many listeners have heard from their neighbors, or if they themselves run a business, how difficult it is to recruit people and rehire them into these restaurants and service sectors, precisely because people are being put in a position where they could earn pretty much what they probably had earned before the pandemic if they had been employed in those areas of the economy, versus the government through these extended unemployment insurance programs and the federal supplements to it, being able to earn more, both in cash and in government benefits of in-kind type, then they could earn having a job. So why go to work? And now many states have said that they're going to opt out of these federal additional supports, financial support programs, over the next several weeks or month or so. Now, I think that this is sort of a test, sort of like an experiment, where I'm expecting to see that within a short order, many people who have opted to stay at home because the government paycheck was bigger than the workplace paycheck will start realizing that they can't afford to stay home anymore, and will look and accept the positions at wages not much different than they were employed at before the pandemic struck.
So really, I mean, it's going to be of course the free market reacting. You're going to see a mass exodus of a reverse exodus of hiring, people coming back to the workforce, but there's going to be competition for those jobs again, because at the same time, you saw people closing down during the pandemic because of the shutdown, people folding their businesses. But I'm still wondering how many people are going to fold their businesses because now they just can't find anybody to hire. But it is definitely something that is going to impact us moving forward as a country. Negatively. I mean, anytime government starts to meddle in the free market, telling us what we can buy, when we can open, when we can close, what our hours are, as small business owners across the great state of Michigan know, that's not how it's supposed to work. So we are in the thick of things still, but hopefully recovery is right around the corner. And we do see our small businesses back up and running again. Jeff Wiggins, filling in for Steve Gruber on the Steve Gruber Show. Special thanks to Dr. Ebling with the AIER Institute. Take care. We'll be back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
In the 10. This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets. This is what Tigers fans have been clamoring for over the past 3 years. They want to see the franchise's big three. Fans have had a taste of Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal. Well, now they get a glimpse of the kid who might have the most electric stuff of any. Matt Manning was a first-round pick, 9th overall in 2016, but he's just 23 years young. He has electric stuff, even if his numbers at Toledo don't show it. Getting him in the major league atmosphere around pitching coach Chris Fetter and around veterans like Michael Fulmer and Jose Urania and Matthew Boyd should help his progress. Getting him around friends like Casey Mize and Tarek Skubal should stoke that competitive fire, and getting a taste of the major league life like travel and food and hotels will only enhance his desire to stay. Meanwhile, Tigers fans get a strong glimpse of what a big three outside of the car industry